Thanks for clicking play. I'm Chuck Forbes, Director of Brand Strategy here at More Visibility. A large part of my role is talking to big brands and companies across the nation who are embarking on the GA4 migration process. In this episode, I'm going to give you a look behind the scenes at the most popular things they're talking about. Welcome back to Eye on Digital Marketing, presented by More Visibility. You can follow our agency on social media, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, at More Visibility, all one word. You can visit our website, morevisibility.com, and sign up for our newsletter. Get the latest industry tips and some great content from our team of experts. And we also have a webinar coming up. This is going to happen on April 4th. At 2 p.m. with our partners at Conductor. This is going to be around GA4 and setup for SEO. And this is going to be a good one. I'm going to drop the link for you in the podcast description so you can visit the page and set your reminders. Patrick Reinhardt from Conductor and Theo Bennett from our team are going to be the speakers on the webinar. So join us April 4th at 2 p.m. for some more GA4 industry tips. The topic on today's podcast is GA4 once again, but I wanted to switch it up, if you will, a little bit. I did not just go ahead and start Googling some bullet points on what's happening lately. I could do that. You could do that. We have plenty of resources and blogs that I'll also leave in the podcast description that you can check out. But I wanted to do this episode because of my position here at More Visibility, Director of Brand Strategy. A lot of what I'm doing is talking to prospects on a daily basis who are interested in working with our agency. And GA4, of course, with all of the deadlines and things you have to do for migration that's on the horizon, GA4 has been the hottest topic. So I thought it would be very beneficial if I kind of listed a top three things, topics, challenges that I'm hearing from talking to companies and brands on a daily basis, because there's a lot of people out there who are embarking on this GA4 migration journey themselves or with a team and are experiencing what I would say a multitude of roadblocks or challenges that they did not anticipate. And before I dive into these three categories and topics that I wrote down before hopping on here to record, I want to say this is not a slight to anyone that I'm talking to. This is not a jab, if you will, at anybody who's listening to this podcast and is in the middle of trying to do this migration yourself. There's a reason why agencies like ours are in business and have a team of experts specifically in a department for Google Analytics. There's a reason why our agency makes sure that every team member you work with is analytics certified every single year and we're up to date, because it's a lot. It's meant to be a lot because it captures a lot. It means a lot to what you're doing. And that's okay. A lot of people have embarked on this journey, and we'll talk about it, and they're experiencing things that they did not anticipate. That's okay. It doesn't mean that you don't know your company, right? It doesn't mean that you don't know what you're doing, but everything is changing. I like to say when I'm talking to people, it's like walking into the grocery store, right? You walk into the same grocery store, most likely, to buy your groceries. You have your list. By now, you know the exact aisle that everything is on. One day, you walk into the same grocery store with a list of items you got to get, but all of a sudden, the items are on completely different aisles, right? So even if you find them, that 30-minute trip could now take 2 hours. I recently talked to someone who is the lead analytics manager at a very large e-commerce company, and I was talking to her about GA4, and she said to me, paraphrasing, of course, as the lead analytics person here at so-and-so, because I have chosen to not get outside help so far, I feel like the challenges that we're experiencing and kind of the stop in the plan that's happening and what I have to report on to my executive team, my higher-ups, I feel like it's a little bit on me, right? I bear some of that responsibility. And that's fair. And again, this woman who I was talking to is way smarter than I am in analytics. She's great at what she does. I could tell that right off the bat from talking to her for 5 to 10 minutes. But we had a 30, 40 minute conversation, and that kind of stuck with me as I got off the call. And I said, you know, there's a little bit more to this, right, for the people who are going through this migration and feel like, oh no, I've hit a roadblock. So hopefully what we discuss here today and what I'm able to give you in terms of feedback from the people I've talked to over the last month, so this is recent, hopefully this is helpful, relatable, and gives you some type of idea about what you should do next. So these are in order here of the most popular things I'm hearing. So I'm going to start with number 3 and we'll work our way towards number 1, which is going to be the thing that I hear the most. So number 3, what I've been hearing a lot is, Chuck, we started the GA4 migration, and yes, there's a few data points that we knew it wasn't going to be a one-to-one apples type of deal, but the ratio is just off. We feel like something's not working. So there's a few events and goals we want to have you check out. But more so, while we're doing this entire GA4 migration and looking at how we're pulling in all of the data, we realized maybe we should stop and have one cohesive analytics strategy. And this is what I've been hearing from companies. And if this is you, then, you know, asterisk here. Companies who have multiple URLs and domains that they either own, right, as separate brands under their umbrella, as locations to their company, their brand, their chain, whatever it may be, or some brands that pull in a lot of data from third-party sites, event registrations, things like that. I've spoken to people who have multiple domains under their umbrella, under their control, and their assumption is correct. They realize, hey, while we're doing all of this, let's think about our entire ecosystem. And in order to think about our entire ecosystem, we're going to need some outside help because we need this all to work properly, flow into one place, be able for us to segment how we want, to report on it. And that's a lot of updating. So I've heard that a lot recently, and if that's relatable, if that sounds like what your team is going through, or if you haven't thought about that yet, maybe now is the time to stop. What you're going to need and what we've been doing for clients and what I'm talking to prospects about is a cohesive roadmap, a cohesive strategy for not just GA4, but GA4 is encompassing all of your data collection. So it's really a cohesive strategy for where's all the places you're collecting data? How is it coming in? Can we enhance that in any way? And where are you going to find it? The second most popular thing that I've been hearing is, well, Chuck, it's just a little bit more complicated than I thought. Right? Totally understandable. Within the past week, I spoke to one brand who took their first attempt at a GA4 migration, and they just had way too many events, way too many goals, way too many things that were not collecting data or not collecting properly. I talked to another company, and we were able to go a little bit deeper on their website, and I was able to tap into our team here at More Visibility to realize, and this is just one quick example, realize within minutes of reviewing their coding structure that they had actually migrated to GA4. They were seeing data and they were collecting some of the things they had in Universal Analytics, but they were not using all of the event labels. And they were wondering where, you know, they could get all of this data. They weren't even passing it through in their code, but it's readily available there for you with the GA4 update. So, I mean, that's in the past 5 business days. I've had those two conversations, and multiple times I've heard it's just a little bit more complicated than I thought. That's okay. Again, that's why one of the first steps we take in any project that we engage with is that roadmap and that strategy. And understanding where we are now in the year 2023, right, and having the summertime be around the corner, and July is the cutoff date, we understand that there's a good chance you've already taken a step, two, three, four in the migration process, right? There's a very good chance that we're going to be stepping in and having to evaluate what you've already done. That's completely fine. The more details you can give us, the better. So if this sounds like you, where you're sitting in front of GA4 and saying, this is a little bit more complicated than I thought, my data is just not lining up, it's not making sense, then I would really, really recommend you looking into setting up some type of engagement and project where those things can be sorted out and given to you, even if an agency like ours doesn't actually do the implementation. The very least, you need recommendations and you need to be trained on the platform. So that's the second most popular thing I've been hearing is, Chuck, it's just a little too complicated. I'm going to need you all to step in. And lastly, drumroll please, the most popular thing I've been hearing regarding the GA4 migration and talking to brands and companies who are trying to get this done at the moment, the most popular thing I've heard, this is likely some of you listening, and it's okay, I don't have budget for this. I understand, Chuck, that we need a roadmap. I understand that we need to change our coding. I understand that my team needs to be trained, but this is not in our budget. That's the most popular thing that I've been hearing. So let's talk a little bit more candidly, if you will, about this situation, right? Because I can't help you. More visibility can't help you. There is no other agency out there who can help you without some type of budget. So this is for you. And I'll give you one good example here in a minute that I thought was really, really creative. And maybe that could spark some inspiration. But when I hear I don't have budget, I get that. And sometimes when I'm talking to someone about maybe starting up digital advertising, maybe doing a large SEO program, we find ways to slim back, we find ways to make it work or we connect in the future. But in this situation, GA4 is coming no matter what, right? In July, no matter what, everybody's got to be using GA4. So again, just speaking candidly, what are you going to do? What's going to happen if everything's not set up and pulling in correctly and you rely on Google Analytics? Are you going to pull a report and go to your team one day and just be like, well, analytics isn't working and I really don't know what's wrong or don't really have a timetable? That's, to me, that is horrifying. That sounds treacherous. Just to be frank, if I was walking into a meeting with my executive team and that was my status update, and not only that, but my update is coming with the consolation prize of, by the way, there's really no data to review because I don't trust any of it. Well, somebody's going to have to get to work and fast. Okay, so there's a lot to unfold here, right? If you can avoid that situation, let's do it. So, number one, I don't have budget. Well, I understand maybe it wasn't budgeted for in this fiscal year or this time period, however your company does it. But there has to be budget somewhere. There has to be budget somewhere. And this came up with a prospect who found budget. This is the example that I was alluding to a little while ago. They found budget from their development department because as we got into the actual project they would embark on, we knew that a lot of the recommendations were going to be around updating their coding structure on the site to work with GA4 in the best way possible in the container that we needed. So we knew that we were going to have to pull in their development team. Well, now that their development team is also on the project with the marketing team, there is no rule that says it has to be all of the marketing budget. So in this company's case, they were able to figure out a solution by saying, well, we're going to partner with the development team and we're going to talk to them, and they understood they're going to put it underneath their budget because I don't have any more budget, but they do, and it's going to be a collaboration, and everybody's going to win. Everybody's going to win because when July comes, I'm going to be able to pull the data, hopefully more data once it's set up correctly, better, more granular data in a faster fashion from the new platform, and my whole team's going to be trained on it. What a 180 of a situation from what I described before. So when I hear I don't have budget for this, I get it. You may not have had budget for this fiscal year, but I hope somewhere there is budget. And because analytics may stay within the marketing department as a responsibility, analytics runs the company. Analytics fuels everything you all are doing. If you work for a big brand or big company, people are looking to the marketing department saying, hey, I'm wondering what those numbers were from last month, how they're looking this month, right? Tons of questions. So this is the lifeblood of what you do. And I'm here, we're here to help. Where can we find the budget, right? And if you start to get a little bit creative, maybe that will help some of you who are in this situation. Or, you know, as I've said very candidly to prospects in the past, then it's going to have to be a really hard push, and you're going to have to stress the importance why, if your company really relies on Google Analytics to make those marketing decisions, because in a few months, what you're doing could look drastically different. So there you go. That's what I'm hearing the most over the past 3 to 4 weeks in talking to big brands and big companies about where they're at in the GA4 process and migration. I hope this was helpful. I didn't want to have another segment where I was just reminding you of due dates and just kind of going over some bullet points. I wanted it to be a little bit more insightful. Hopefully this connected with some of you listening, and it's good to know that, hey, I'm not alone out there. There's a lot of other people who are in the same situation I am. And again, when the time is right, reach out to us. Let's talk. You can email us info@morevisibility.com. You can email me directly if you'd like, cforbes@morevisibility.com. Happy to set up a call, quick meeting with you. Let's just chat. Let's see where you're at and what's going on. And if we could help, if we can find a solution, then that's what we're here for. Again, I'm going to leave the links for some more GA4 resources in the podcast description. And I highly recommend you all sign up for our upcoming webinar with our partner, Conductor. It's going to be some great tips from their team of experts, from our team of experts. So you don't want to miss that. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Eye on Digital Marketing, and we will see you for the next episode.